Well, the meeting, as you rightly pointed out, will be held today. In actual fact, we'll be having two meetings, one to review the situation in Somalia and the other one to review the situation in the Central African Republic. On Somalia, as you are aware, the EU has deployed a mission on the ground, which currently has a strength of about 5,500 people. And the issue mainly will be that of the renewal of the mandate of the mission, which will be coming to an end on 17th of January. As far as Central African Republic is concerned, it's a country that has been on the agenda of the EU Peace and Security Council for a while, and the purpose of the meeting will be to review the situation on the ground, especially in light of the forthcoming presidential election in April.
El Ghassim, looking at these two hotspots in Africa, what critically would the Peace and Security Mission be looking at to reduce the instability in some of these hotspots in Africa?
Well, you know, 2010 will be the year of peace and security in Africa. As you may be aware, last August, when the head of state met in Tripoli, Libya, on the occasion of their special session on the consideration and resolution of conflict, it was agreed to declare 2010 as the year of peace and security in Africa. And in so doing, the head of state wanted to signal their commitment and determination to intensify efforts towards the resolution of the conflicts that are tearing apart the continent. And definitely looking at the situation in Somalia, which is a very difficult, a very challenging one. Looking at the situation in Central African Republic, where we are dealing with post-conflict issues, but also looking at a number of other issues on the continent. Sudan will be very much on the agenda of the EU Peace and Security Council in light of the Mbeki report, but also will be dealing with a number of other situations. So it will be a very busy year, during which we'll aim at consolidating the gains that were made, but also at speeding up efforts towards resolving other conflicts and crisis situations that we have to confront.
El Ghassim, looking at the Central African Republic's possible election that might be coming up, what role will the African Union be playing in the upcoming election?
Well, let me first of all speak about the EU role in Central African Republic as a whole. We have been present on the ground for a while. We have now opened an EU liaison office in Central African Republic to have a permanent presence on the ground. We have supported the proceedings of the inclusive political dialogue, which led to a number of recommendations, most of which have been implemented. And elections, of course, will be a key component of the effort that will be deployed this year to push forward the search for stability and lasting peace in Central African Republic. And definitely, we will be making a contribution towards the smooth holding of these elections. And I would like to add that we have made both political but also financial contributions towards the implementation of the recommendations of the Institute for Political Dialogue.